Hello, everybody. Happy Tuesday. I hope everybody's doing well. Today, I just wanted to talk about the word invest. In the definition form, it basically means to put money to use by purchase or expenditure in something offering potential profitable returns, as in interest, income, or appreciation and value. Another definition is to give or devote time and talent, gifts, as for a purpose to achieve something. So, which investing are you guys doing? Are you guys investing your money into, like, let's say a 401k or a Roth IRA or an IUL, something that can earn you interest back in return, even though those interests or that appreciation value or income is not guaranteed? Or are you investing to give or devote that time, that talent, that gift, that love to other people? And a lot of times we can go through life focusing more in one than the other. I know recently for me, I was actually investing a lot of my time into money, into the stock market, into trading, into seeing how much money I can make. And, you know, I put so much time and effort into that. At the end of it all, my investment as far as, you know, what I got out of it in general actually took away from my family. It took away from my kids. It took away from my wife. It took away from my own personal growth, because all I was doing was just trading. I was just looking at the markets. I was just looking at the stocks. I was just trading daily. And at the end of it all, you know what? There was that empty feeling, you know, whether... Even if I was making money and it was, you know, profiting. But at the end of the day, I was thinking to myself, I said, you know what? Man, I miss my time with my kids. I miss my time with my wife. I miss all the times that we had when we're actually present and just spending, you know, good quality time together. And so I want to just throw that out there to you, you know, all those people who are listening. What do you invest in? Most of the time, do you invest most of the time in at work? Do you invest most of your time, you know, maybe you have hobbies and you just love cleaning your car and driving your car around, or if you have a plane or a boat or, you know, any kind of material thing that you like to invest in, or it could be a hobby. Maybe you like to go bowling, or you like to go hiking, or you like to go bike riding, or you like to go work out. And, you know, you're investing your time in that. Now, you know, is it yielding the kind of appreciation or value that you want? That's just something to think about. Or maybe you've been investing too much into all these other things that you have forgotten to invest into yourself and into your family, into your kids, into your wife, into each other. You know, and I'm talking about like really having that investment quality time with them, meaning that you're actually present. You know how it is, a lot of times we go to a family party, but you don't really talk to anybody. You know, you're there, but you don't really, you know, have a good quality conversation. It's just, hi and hello, how's the weather, how's the game, but never really getting down to like getting to know the other person. And a lot of times, you know, those kinds of investments, yeah, they could be small investments, tiny ones. You know, it could yield a little bit of fruit, but at the same time, it's not something that is growing exponentially. And so for me, you know, when I was trading the markets, you know, sometimes I would make, oh my gosh, great returns. And then, you know, like, wow, kind of money. But then at the same time, on the other end, you know, the quality time I didn't have with my family was dwindling. So that's kind of my struggle. And that's kind of my, you know, tension in my life. But you know, now I see that spending more time with my kids, especially as they grow, I could see them, you know, growing so fast. And a lot of times it just, you know, whooshes right by me. And I don't want to experience that, because now I know like time is short. I'm already going to be 42 years old by the end of the year. And you know what? I need to spend more time with my wife and my kids. So for me, that is what I want to invest in. I want to invest my time in my family, in my kids, rather than, you know, trying to make, you know, millions and millions of dollars. And you know, a lot of times you hear those stories, hey, this person got rich, but then they also got broke and then they lost their family. So, you know, I don't want to do that. I would rather spend the right time with my family, and then just, you know, when I'm not with them, and if I am at work, then I'm working hard. So that's my kind of a 3-minute spiel on investing. So what are you guys investing in? Are you guys investing in hobbies and material things, in the market, in, you know, gardening? I don't care. You know, everybody has different hobbies and different interests, and everybody has different things to invest in. But is there something in your heart or in your mind that, you know what, I should be investing in this, or I should be investing in that? I shouldn't be wasting my time doing this. So this is just a challenge for you guys, whoever is hearing this out there. I hope that, you know, we can connect and at the same time just share our own experiences about, hey, what are we investing in and what is important to you and what kind of value do you get out of it? So that is, you know, my time for today here on Powerful Living Day by Day. My name is Marlon. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.